Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, there we go. Welcome to show number 3023. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the men's room. I'll tap today. Who sucks less?
What you don't need to know asks if it's too early for a fish sandwich.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack. You're getting drunk.
All right, here we go. Oklahoma woman tries to steal a delivery truck in front of a Walmart while being chased by a pack of zombies.
Ooh.
Police are called in Oregon for a break-in and find a Roomba in a bathroom, making vacuuming a breeze. The Florida where dog named Lucky isn't so lucky after all. She thought she had dirt in her eye, but it was something that could sting and crawl. And a man is charged with animal cruelty after abandoning a pet fish. Sounds familiar? That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. It seems that the one thing that we all have in common, and no, it's not two nipples, because some of you freaks have three. But the one thing that we all have in common is that we all overreact to the smallest of misfortunes. For whatever reason, our collective temper goes from 0 to 100 real quick. For example, if you're driving and you feel that another driver has cut you off, do you follow them into a parking lot and then hold them at gunpoint? Well, for one man in Mesa, Arizona, the answer to that question is a resounding yes, as that is exactly what he did. In Tennessee, a woman held her neighbor at gunpoint in a dispute over leaves in her yard. But keep in mind, threatening people at gunpoint over trivial garbage is not the only way to prove that you're an overly sensitive idiot. A guy in Florida, he checked all the boxes of overreaction when he smashed his mother over the head with a glass mug, then smashed his father over the head with a frying pan before stabbing his father. Now, why would you do this when you're a grown man living at home? It's for the exact reason you think, ladies and gentlemen, because the pork chop that they made for him tasted too acidic. I've heard the story a million times. You can't make
maybe
this stuff
up. Buttermilk
acidic pork chops?
I don't know. I mean, maybe a little buttermilk would have cut.
I don't know. But we'll share a story. Basically, the problem is that he's a fool and his parents were stupid enough to let him live at home. Anyway, this is what we want to know today, because people overreact. Maybe you were drunk. Maybe you weren't. Maybe it was someone else. But we're all guilty of it. Today, let's just come clean. This is what we want to know. Who overreacted and why?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Over to Charles and away we go. Welcome to show number 3023. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, as once again we have the return of Who Sucks Less. Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news. I don't know how you find these things, because there's not a lot of negative news out there, but somehow you dig these stories up and you bring them to us. They all suck in each in their own special ways, but it's up to us to determine which of the three stories suck the least.
It is hard to find stories where people do terrible things, but I found this one resource. It's this one place I can go, and it's crazy. Most of the stuff they offer is people doing horrible stuff. It's called the Internet, and no, listen to me. I'm telling you, this thing's going to catch on. This Internet stuff's going to catch, and you click on this thing, and I'm telling you, it is a whole wide world of stupid people doing awful stuff, and today was no exception. So yeah, three stories, and I'll just cut to the quick. People are going to be pissed, right? Okay. You're just going to be pissed off. Mike knows it. I know it. We talked about it earlier, and sadly, in this case, I think people will disagree with my assessment of who sucks least, but I feel that I have a very strong reason for it.
Sure.
I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. What you don't need to know returns today, and what you don't need to know asks if it's too early for a fish sandwich. This is something that Ted threw my way, and it's an awesome article, and it's by a guy named Jeremy Schneider, and he lives in New Jersey, and as it is Lent, and it's going to be Lent here for...
Through
Easter at least, that he wanted to rank every fast food fried fish sandwich that he could find in the state of New Jersey.
Because this is the big time for the fish sandwiches, and not only during Lent. Yeah, it's just Friday, right? Friday's the day you're not supposed to eat meat. A lot of people eat fish. Yeah, okay. All right.
But he went to a number of places, and New Jersey has a ton of fast food.
He drove
the thing from top to bottom trying to find all kinds of different restaurants. You would be surprised. As we talked about the other day, Roy Rogers seemed to be more popular on the off-ramps of the Jersey Turnpike more so than
anywhere
else.
That's a very specific area you find a Roy Rogers.
So Roy Rogers
also, the fish sandwich having a revival. Like, you've always been about it, but... my guy, Desus, from Desus and Merrill.
Oh, yeah,
they've been fish sandwich. They've been on it for years. McDonald's makes him fish filet hats.
Really?
Yeah. I've been trying to get one, but they only make
them
for
him. You want to rep a fish filet from McDonald's?
But they're cool looking.
Still, man.
It's like Billy Ray Cyrus rapping. I can't help it. It's dope.
It's good stuff. So he goes to a Roy Rogers. He finds himself in a Popeyes. Believe it or not, Arthur Treacher's.
Sure.
White Castle.
What mall do you find that in?
He says it's one of only one or two left in the United States, but that used to be a fish and chips place back in the day, a very popular one, probably the first and only.
My father took me there all the time.
And the only one that I could remember after that was Long John Silver's.
That's terrible.
That Arthur Treacher's, though, that place is so old. The only one I remember going to... we ate while watching the original Dream Team. That was 1994.
Wow. Damn. Okay, well, he also
found... probably toward the end of its time here.
He found a Long John Silver's. Believe it or not, he also found Arby's and Wendy's and Burger King, and he went all over the place to find what he believes to be the best fish sandwich. And I know you guys probably don't buy a fish sandwich that often, and that's kind of why he took it upon himself.
Not as fast food, no.
As well. He said, look, man, he's a Five Guys guy. He likes a good cheeseburger. He loves loves the deliciousness of a drunk In-N-Out burger. The one thing he says is he avoids fish sandwiches at all costs.
Yeah.
So he figured that this would be his time to go out and just independently rate the sandwich based on all its goodness. So we have for you the best fried fish sandwiches, and it's just one guy. But I think he did a great job of breaking it all down.
I like that he did fried, too, right? Because you could go to Subway and get a tuna sandwich. But that doesn't count.
It's got to be fried. It's got to be a
also
fish sandwich.
Because of your boy, what's his name, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I get a fish sandwich almost every time I go to McDonald's now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it a fish sandwich if it's anything other than tuna? Because you're right. If I go to Subway, if I say, "Hey man, I want a fish sub," they would be confused. If I say I want a tuna sub, they know it's tuna. So why is tuna, which is probably the most common fish sandwich that people eat, right? I think we can argue that, right? So why is it not just a fish sandwich? It's the fish sandwich that almost everyone eats. But a lot of people don't actually want a fish sandwich if it's not tuna.
I think if you could prepare like you could prepare a salmon cake, you might put it in that vein.
I think tuna's cold, and when you think fish sandwich, you think hot.
Okay.
Because if you go down to the market, what's the Market Grill, you're going to get a blackened hot salmon sandwich.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing about a fish sandwich. It has now become a part of the fabric of the way that I think about food. Like, I think about food like this. Haven't had a pizza in a while. Maybe I'll get pizza tonight.
Sure.
Tacos, steak, burgers, wings. There are a few things that fit into that group for me. You know what
but
I mean?
But see, I can say,
Chinese food, going getting a big old chimichanga.
I haven't had a fish sandwich in a while. And I go, and you know why? Because I don't want one.
Well, okay.
See, that's also how my mind works. Like, there's a reason.
Right. I mean, the other night I was like, I need a fish sandwich. I'm at the PI. Like, I just go there.
That's different. This is a place. Now, look, there's a difference between going to a bar that specializes in their fish and chips, and all they say is, would you like us to take the fish that's on your plate
and put it between,
your bread? And it's, you go, sure, man, because that's really, really good. But at fast food, like,
it's completely different.
Yes.
And that's what we've got on What You Don't Need to Know. So it's all about the fast food. And today we're going to talk about people who overreacted. Let's face it. Most of the times, people get into fights, get into arguments when things spiral out of control. When you look at the center, when you look at the beginning of the origins of how this all started, it is basically the most trivial, dumb crap ever. I think about the fights that I've been in where I've gotten my ass kicked, which is 100% of them, and they were all over dumb stuff.
Yeah, it's never been anything important. I feel like when something really substantial happens, like people get calmer and make more rational decisions, like when you're really in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it's something small and trivial, like, you're willing to go to blows.
I almost got my ass kicked one night in a Buffalo Wild Wings. and this is many years ago. Actually, it was so long ago, God, that the name of the place was Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. It was BW3. Okay. And they had them in Ohio, West Virginia, and a couple of Pennsylvania. They hadn't really spread out. So I was in one of those bars, and this guy is just looking at me from across the bar. And he will not stop staring at me and giving me the evil eye. I didn't know this guy at all. So eventually he comes over and I'm like, oh my God. And at the time, even when I was like ordering my food, I'm like, I am so worried I'm going to get my ass kicked. Like, I don't even know if I'm hungry anymore. Like, should I just pound this beer?
But you don't know this guy.
Should I leave the money under the glass, you know, and just get out of here? You know what I mean? Just hell with the food and just leave now. Cause it looks like it's going to go down. And he comes over and he asked me, he said something. He's like, hey, yeah, Brad, whatever. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not Brad, whatever. My name's Miles. He's like, you're not, and I'm like, no, who do you think I am? So I'm like, I got an ID.
Right.
So I showed the guy my ID. Like, I was so panicked. Like, it's not me. Yes.
You know, Brad's going to get his ass kicked.
I was going to get my ass kicked just because I look like somebody else.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, thank God the guy was calm enough to come up and try to identify me first. But the whole point of that fight was going to be because he thought I was somebody else.
Sure.
Which is pretty well overreacting. If you don't know who you don't like, that's problematic.
Right. And you can hit him anyway.
Well, you look kind of the same. I'll punch you then. Like, I mean, no, that's not how it works.
Right.
So we start here in Florida. A paranoid Florida man is alleged to have savagely attacked his mom and dad, believing they poisoned the pork chop he was eating for dinner.
Oh, my God.
Sheriff's office arrested Austin Day last Thursday. He is 28 years old over the disturbance of the family home. His mother suffered internal brain bleeding and his father a stab wound to the chest. According to WTXL, court documents state that Day's parents told officers their son had become increasingly paranoid, but he didn't have any mental illness that they knew of.
But he became increasingly paranoid.
They noticed that Day was more agitated than usual for dinner. On Thursday evening, Day's father prepared him a pork chop. Day complained that the pork chop was too acidic before accusing his parents of trying to poison him. Keep in mind, his family is still cooking him dinner at home.
He's 28.
He's 28 years old.
That is my initial problem with this story.
Me as well. Then, without warning, he allegedly smashed his mother over the head with a glass mug.
Good.
Before chasing down his father, who was screaming for help. After hitting his father over the head with what was thought to be a frying pan, Day is alleged to have stabbed him in the chest with a butcher knife before he was disarmed. He has been charged with 2 counts of attempted homicide and 2 counts of aggravated battery. And he's being held in a detention facility in Leon County.
But again, this is because
Leon County.
Pork chop was too acidic.
Mm-hmm. Pork chop too acidic. I know we were saying in the office, I have a hard time with making a good pork chop. Ted seems to nail it all the time. I fail miserably on a pork chop.
I just put a little dry rub on them and throw them in the Pyrex and broil them.
Man, it's not that.
Oh, you broil them. Okay,
I always overcook the thing. Like, they always suck.
Well, I should back that up with, I don't mind my meat a little tougher.
Okay.
You don't.
All right. No. Well, that's okay, different. Right,
like, the last few times I've had steak, I went too raw.
Okay.
Would you go medium rare?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it just depends on the place.
It's too much. Even Thrill, we had a steak a few months ago, and he goes, man, that for you, that looked pretty...
I was stunned.
Well, I was too. Because you were as well. But you powered through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll still eat it.
Yeah, well, trust me, at this place, if they forgot to cook it, you could find a way to eat that steak.
Mm-hmm. Let's just stay in Florida. This is all in a 24-hour period. Elsewhere in Florida, Pasco County officers...
Yeah, sorry, I gotta say, maybe I am just eating bad meat. That's right, I'm in the office. Like, pork chops are the easiest thing to cook, man. Just
Miles and I'm like, man, I don't know, too easy to overcook. Well, it's too bad you didn't cook a pork chop for this guy.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in Florida, Pasco County officers charged Angel Luis Sanchez Baez, White, 42, with domestic aggravated battery after he allegedly knocked out his partner with a propane cylinder. The woman said she found a text message on the phone of Sanchez Baez suggesting he was cheating on her with another woman. So she woke up Sanchez at his home to confront him about the messages she found. And as they argued, she said, the hell with it. You know what? It's not worth it. I'm just leaving. I'm getting out of here. At which point, Sanchez is alleged to have hit her on the head with a propane tank.
Jeez.
She also alleged that as she came to on the ground, he said, I should kill you right now. He would then not let her leave until the swelling went down on her head. And one more story. Again, we stay in Florida. Another Florida crime incident. Julius Irving. Yes, Julius J. Irving, 32.
Dr. J.?
We don't know if he's a doctor, but he is. Julius J. Irving was charged with attempted murder after allegedly stabbing his Krispy Kreme co-worker's boyfriend in an argument about making donuts. Police said Irving argued with his colleague, Olivia, Zavalaza?
Sure.
About how she made donuts at the store in Gainesville. When Zavalaza's boyfriend arrived to pick her up from work, he and Irving started to argue, too, before it escalated to violence. The victim underwent surgery for stab wounds to his upper torso, his stomach, and his thigh over the proper way to make a Krispy Kreme donut.
Wait a minute. The guy who got stabbed does not work at Krispy Kreme. He's the boyfriend of another employee.
No, the boyfriend came to pick up his girlfriend.
All right.
Okay. That was Julius Irving.
Okay.
He does not work at Krispy Kreme. However, when he got to Krispy Kreme, he got in an argument about the proper way to donut with an employee who was working there, who was a co-worker.
Why is he arguing with how to make donuts? Like, the dude worked at Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Krispy Kreme donuts. Even if they're doing it wrong, keep doing it wrong, because they're delicious.
Yeah, I'll put it simple to Dr. J here. Mind your business.
Shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, like, you can't walk into a donut shop and tell the donut maker he's wrong.
It's Krispy Kreme.
Actually, I'm wrong. Julius Irving was an employee at Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
A co-worker's boyfriend came there.
Okay.
And he was telling Julius the proper way to make a donut. Julius works at Krispy Kreme.
I'm on your side.
Dr. J stabbed the co-worker's boyfriend.
I admit, yes, he overreacted. We can agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand his stance.
He should have gone full, like, Krispy Kreme gangster. Stabbed him and then rubbed some
glazes at him.
Yeah, like, I put glaze on it now.
I put one of those paper hats on you when you're down. You know what I mean?
Well, I like those hats. They're cool.
I do, too. But I'm saying, like, you know, like, now it looks like you work there. So you can say, like, oh, an employee.
Now you know how to make donuts.
That's right. Oh. Exactly. You've been knighted.
Oh, I put the hole in the donut. You didn't know that. Stab.
Right.
who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I was the one who overreacted on this one. At the time, I was hanging out with my brother, his girlfriend, and her younger sister at their mom's neighbor's apartment. And their mom's neighbor always had issues with her mom and her mom's boyfriend because they always played music, like, way too loud, like at 2 in the morning, stuff like that. And so he was always looking for a reason to pick a fight with the mom's boyfriend, and the mom's boyfriend didn't know me. I was messing around with my brother's girlfriend, like pretending like I was going to fight her, and he comes up trying to be all big and tough with me, and so then the other dude goes, says, oh, I'm going to kick your ass, blah, blah, blah. Dude calls the cops. We all have to run because we're underage drinking, so we have to leave. So I'm fuming because I was having a good time, and then suddenly everything had to stop, and I'm pissed off. We don't have any more beer at our house. Then I get home and have my dad's old recliner there, and I just, like, grab this thing and I throw it across the living room, and I'm tossing up a storm. And then my brother's girlfriend's younger sister calms me down. We go for a walk. We go back. My brother and his girlfriend go out to Jack in the Box, and then me and the younger sister have sex.
Okay.
Well, if my overreaction stories could end with a meal at Jack in the Box and sex, I'd overreact to everything.
Did you get Jack in the Box, or did they not bring any back?
No, they didn't bring any back. Actually, my brother overreacted there, too, and almost got arrested.
All right. Okay, well, I would be more mad about the fact that, okay, I'm glad you left so I can get some time, but you know, if you're going to Jack in the Box, like, look, you might not be back yet, or you might not be back yet, and we all live together. But if I solo go to Jack in the Box, knowing you guys are going to be home in 10 to 15 minutes, you know damn well I'm either going to reach out one way or another and say, like, hey, man, I'm going to go to Jack in the Box. I'm going to be the drive-thru. There's no way I'm coming home and eating Jack in the Box in front of you guys if we all live together and we're drunk. And
I'm okay with it.
Have we been drinking all night?
I've had roommates that do that. Like, yeah, that's...
Well,
especially, generally roommate age, like, you probably don't have a ton.
I don't have the money. Right. And the other thing is, you're getting laid. And what I remember about the age, right? At the age that I had roommates, it was, and you know what? Honestly, as a guy, you honestly feel like you were living in the wild because there's only two things on your mind, and both of them you have to fight for. Well, and that is food and sex,
but we've
right?
Been hanging so out either, all night.
Doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
Like, if so I'm going to get laid,
I'm going.
It doesn't matter. If I get laid, because I never got to eat and have sex on the same night, and I'm not kidding, that I can remember in my younger days. Like,
you never ate on the same night you had sex?
No, like maybe you got lucky because you were drinking. That's where you spent your money. You got laid. Right. Or one night you decided, hey, I haven't eaten in 4 days, right? We're getting to that point. I'm going to get food. But rarely, in my mind, not ever did I like have a decent meal and got laid. So it's like being a wolf. Like, either I'm going to eat or I'm going to have sex. So if you're letting me have sex, I'll forego eating. And if I'm going to eat, I'm okay not to have sex, but neither of these things happen frequently enough that I'm going to turn down one or the other.
If I thought I was going to have sex, and then by the time I was done, you know, I get a Jack in the Box.
I think that'd be great.
A crispy chicken sandwich.
But it wasn't in the cards,
that would be awesome.
To me, that's a rich kid problem.
I mean, look, ideally, I'd like to have some fast food every time I'm done having sex.
Yeah.
Or before.
That would be
it doesn't matter.
I think by the time you order it, then you have sex. And then by the time you're done, you know, it's going to be there. And you're not going to be like, where has it been? Because you're going to be able to take your time.
But see, to me, that's a rich guy problem.
Well,
if you have roommates, I don't think you have a ton of money.
Right.
And when you don't have a ton, like I said, it's wolf logic. I can have sex or I can eat, but it is unlikely that both of these are going to happen on the same night.
But I can give you $1 and you give me two tacos, a Jack in the Box.
I would not trust my roommates with $1. I would not trust my roommates with $1.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when I had roommates, like... because like I had one roommate that would get laid all the time. I was not getting laid. I think me and my buddy would sit out there and be like, screw him.
He's just getting eat his laid. Leftovers, right?
Or like drink his beer.
Yeah.
If he's going to do that.
Yeah, he's going to get lucky.
We'll show him.
It's sad but true, man.
Right.
Oh, he's in there having sex. I'm eating this Chinese
food. We're all going to be happy one way or another.
Yeah.
How can we do it? Who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, what you don't need to know. Ask if it's too early for a fish sandwich and the return of Who Sucks Less. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Who Sucks Less coming up right before we drink and tell us with a shot in the day. In the meantime, our question, who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
Actually, we got a comment that came in that kind of matches up precisely with today's question, and I guess it just happened. Comment says, I just saw a car get T-boned. Guy got out with a machete smashing into the other guy's car. Happened seconds ago, and then they add, I love it.
I'm loving it.
I didn't see this one. I was,
what's up with the machetes in the news lately?
Man, oh man, it's like the go-to like, weapon, right?
It's just, I don't know, it seems like there's just been an uptick in the number of times I've heard machete used as a weapon.
But and I always maintain this, though, man. I feel more comfortable, if someone pulled a gun on me, I feel more comfortable than the guy with the machete. Right? Because the guy with the machete tells me crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's just such a different level to me.
But it still ends the Raiders of the Lost Ark style.
It does.
I mean, you can just swing that thing and just get shot.
Well, sure. If the other guy has a gun, it's not a problem.
Right.
I did see, this is in Baltimore, I'm walking my dog, and there's two cars waiting at an intersection. The light turns green. And the second car at the intersection, I mean, the lightest tap on the horn, just a beep. And it's really just one of those horn taps that say, hey, man, light's green. No, you're not paying attention. No problem. Well, the car up front doesn't move. And then you see the car up front kind of shifts back and forth. And I realize, because the brother sitting in the car is like 300 pounds, and he's clearly shifting toward the door, opens the door, gets out, and he's real slow, real calm. I mean, he doesn't look angry, nothing. Walks around to the back of his trunk. And back then, you had to take your key and actually stick in the trunk. He opens it, pulls out a baseball bat, and then taps gently on the driver's side door of the old white dude who had the gall to honk at him in spite of it. This is like 1:30 in the morning, mind you. And I'm standing there with my dog like, oh, my God, this guy's going to bash his head in. Needless to say, the guy in the second car doesn't even make eye contact with Big Brother. Big Brother hovers there for about 5 more seconds, right? Very calmly puts his bat back in the trunk, closes the trunk, gets back in his car, and drives off. And I was like, dude, all the guy was saying,
come on,
is the light is green. Mm-hmm. That's all that was. Like, you did not need to do that. But he did that. Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola.
So, I used to be a manager of a grease monkey, and
it sounds like you're making some kind of ethnic
really
slur.
Yeah.
We know what you mean. It just sounds so terrible.
You know.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So, So I'm a GM of a manager of a Grease Monkey, and my best friend is my assistant manager, and he's been kind of like walking all over me and stuff like that. And finally, the manager of the other store, who is technically my boss by politics, we share the same title, but by politics, she's my boss. She called me up and goes, "All right, you need to fire this guy." And I was like, no, I'm not going to fire him. Like, I'll give him a write-up, because we didn't really do write-ups, because we're a franchise.
Whoa! Jeez, man.
They're getting a car right. Detailed.
There was a saw next to me.
Yeah, we
saw. Or a saw.
It's a bone saw. It's taking out the bodies right now.
You know, sorry,
there's something wrong with your hood.
I'm on job site. But, anyways, my boss tells me to fire him. I'm like, no, I'll give him a write-up. And she's like, all right, fine, if you think that'll work. And I was like, cool, I saved my best friend's job. And so he shows up like 7 hours late, right? And so I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to finish out the day. You know, just might as well be doing some managerial stuff, you know, inventory and all that. So at the end of the day, I walk up to him and I give him the write-up. And he just kind of looks at me and sets it down. I'm like, wow, that was really weird.
Hang on. That part happens.
Then he came out here and said, I don't know if you looked at your ale filter, but it's pretty dirty here. I can show you right here. Let me open up for you. See in there? You see that dust in there? That means you need to get a new one of these. I'm telling you right now, I mean, if I had kids or whatever, I wouldn't put them in the car with that kind of air filter. You need an air filter that's a clean one. You need a new air filter.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.